I guess sick to the stomach. I don't know.
Okay.
Sick in the stomach. You're just sick.
If a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, like he kept on going over to the same girl's house, you say that he's...
dating her?
Okay. What about an old-fashioned expression?
Courting?
Okay. And he would be called her...
fiancé? A boyfriend?
Okay. She would be his...
girlfriend?
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
smooching.
Okay. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say that she...
broke up?
Okay. And say he asked her to marry him, but she...
refused?
Any other slang expressions?
Turned him down?
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
what do you need?
She did what? She...
broke up?
Okay. And if she didn't turn him down, you say they went ahead and got...
married?
Any...
engaged?
Okay. Any joking ways of
saying... hitched?
Huh?
Hitched.
Okay.
And this is married. Hitched.
Did you ever hear jump the broomstick for married?
Yes. So-and-so jumped the broomstick.
Uh-huh. Is that sort of an old-fashioned expression, or do people still say that?
I don't ever hear it, so it must be just an old-fashioned expression.
Mm-hmm. What about at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, he's the...
bridegroom?
Or the boy that stands up with the groom. Maybe a good friend of the groom's. He's the...
best man.
Okay. What about the woman that stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
And do you remember hearing about a long time ago, if people in town would get married, other people in the community would come around and make a lot of noise, beat on pans.
Chivalry?
Huh?
Chivalry.
Okay. Do you remember what that's like? Did they have that when you were growing up?
No.
You just heard people talk about
it? Yes.
Say if you were in, talking about, say, Baton Rouge, you'd say, last week I went, what?
Went to Baton Rouge.
Okay. Do you ever use the word up, down, or over?
Went over to Baton Rouge, you mean?
Okay. Why would you say over? Or
I just say I went to Baton Rouge.
Would you ever use any of those terms for any place, you know? Down?
I just say I went to.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I had gone to.
Okay. And say if there was some trouble at a party, you say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
all of them?
They arrested the... what? Crowd. They arrested the...
speaking of one?
No, speaking of everybody. They arrested the...
the gang.
Okay. Not... if you're talking about the entire gang, you say they arrested the... what gang? They arrested the...
the entire gang.
Or another word, meaning entire.
Whole?
Okay. Any other words besides gang that you'd use? If you sort of look down on...
bunch.
Okay. And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a...
dance?
Do you remember names of different kinds of dances?
Yes. Charleston,
mm-hmm.
The waltz, the jitterbug, square dance.
Mm-hmm. What about a dance that people would have at home? Any special names for that?